Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, we're talking some NFL here. Week 2 knapsack. Bo Nix is struggling. Yeah. Well, all the rookie quarterbacks are struggling.
Yeah, not a single. I love the fact that right now J.J. McCarthy is tied for the rookie touchdown lead.
With zero.
Zero.
None of them have thrown a touchdown.
No, it's pretty bad.
So there's three of them. Williams, Nix, and Daniels. Yeah. They are they have thrown no touchdowns. They have six picks, and their passer rating combined is 64.2.
Hey, remember when the preseason and everyone was talking about how great these quarterbacks were and every team was thrilled with them? Turns out preseason football, not indicative of real football.
Yeah, Bo Nix is on pace for no tutties and 34 picks.
Well, and this is the problem. Like, he looks completely lost. Like, it's the things that he's doing. If you ask me to go problematic, 1, 2, 3, it's not even close. Bo Nix is the most problematic quarterback of these rookies. And now he's on a not a very talented team, so it's not they're doing it in many favors, but the mistakes that he's making and the way he's playing, it's Bryce Young territory. There's just nothing. There's nothing good here.
Well, that goes counter to what people had been saying about him going in, right?
I
like
know.
The reason he got drafted so high wasn't because of like the flashy arm talent. They're like, Peyton was raving about his processing speed and the way he sees the field, and like the thing that was supposed to kind of be his calling card seems to be completely absent.
It's bad.
Yeah, we didn't really see this coming, did we? With him,
it's tough to know because you know Peyton made it sound, and this is like. You're kind of a victim of your own hype. You know, I talked about this at the beginning of the year with when the Blazers were doing the Scoot Henderson thing or with Oregon. When you lean into it and you start, you know, just raving about the kid and saying that like it's the best thing I've ever seen, and you know, and you really lean into it, you kind of set yourself up for it. So all we have to go on is what we heard about Bo Nix, and he looked good in the preseason, but this is what you always have to be careful of. Preseason is not real football. It's not against players that are going to be playing in the NFL. Half of those guys he was playing against aren't even on rosters. He's playing against me, for God's sakes. I looked good in those games, and I can assure you I was not a good player. And schemes are very vanilla, and all of a sudden you get in against real players and real schemes, and guys are disguising coverages, and he looks lost. So did we see it coming? No. No, we did not. But some of this is we do this every year where we buy into preseason hype with rookies, and whether it's Bryce Young or Caleb Williams or Peyton Manning or whatever, playing that position is really stinking hard for rookies. And the sooner we learn that, the better off we are. And like CJ Stroud has a year like he had last year. And so we're like, well, CJ Stroud did it. Therefore, you know, there's a reason why that was an outlier.
Why? because he's this he's that
just,
special?
He was just that good. And when you look at the steps he's taken from CJ Stroud right now is a top four quarterback in this league. The things he's doing early on in his sophomore season, there is no slump. And that just, and you can say that it's scheme or that it's, the players around him. Dude, CJ Stroud is really, really stinking good.
Well, the Steelers and Broncos combined for as many points as penalties.
Yeah.
I would imagine we could probably sue them for hurting our eyes so badly in that game. That was awful.
It's awful.
My eyes are very important.
I mean,
stop watching those offenses.
And I don't know, does Pittsburgh, I mean, they're 2-0, but did they go back to Russell Wilson or do they?
Again, it's hard to know without being in practice, but I think it speaks volumes that they won't commit to Justin Fields. And that there's a reason why Russell Wilson, the starter, Mike Tomlin, this is what, ever since Ben Roethlisberger retired, right? What you're seeing Pittsburgh do, this is that they do this every year,
yep,
where they win 9 or 10 games and they do it with limited offense. And so they're doing the same thing with Justin Fields, but Mike Tomlin knows you will not win anything important playing this way. So if Russell Wilson in practice gives you a better, if Russell Wilson comes back and they bench Justin Fields, people will be like, how can you bench a guy that's 2-0? Watch him play. And that's how, because this offense that they're running will not win you games against the better teams in the league. And the goal in the NFL is to not win 9 games against bad teams and eke your way into the playoffs. If that was the case, then crown the Miami Dolphins. So no, and you look at their schedule. I mean, it's not a terrible schedule, but you can really get fooled by winning close games against bad teams.
You want to hear Bo Nix talk about one of his picks?
Is it bad?
Yeah.
All right.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Yeah. Chop back, threw it to the other team.
Well,
that's it.
At least he's being honest.
It's a bit like Scotty Scheffler the other day when he shanked one.
Yeah.
And they were like, Scotty, what happened on the shank? He's like, well, shank is when you hit it off the hosel. I hit it off the hosel.
Well, I have not watched every snap of Bo Nix because, well, the Denver Broncos.
They're really hard to watch.
They're really hard to watch.
Like, really hard.
But when you go back I subscribe to a little service where they just give you cut-ups of games and you can look at it, and you can look at offensive highlights with no break in between. And Bo Nix is seeing things that aren't there. It's some of the decisions he's making with where to go. That ball that he's talking about there was really bad, and yet it's not as bad as the interception that he threw the first week. The one he had against the Seahawks where he rolled out, I can't tell you. I literally could not fathom a guess of why he decided to throw the ball where he did. And that's kind of the frustrating part when you watch young quarterbacks play and you see that. When you're sitting in a room with them and you ask why you throw that ball and you don't have an answer for it, that's where stuff gets spotty, because how do you correct mistakes that aren't explainable, right? Like, it's, you're not trying to fit a ball into a certain window. Like, you thought it was zone. It turned out to be man. I don't know. It's just that they're just really, really bad decisions. And then you get into, are you wrecking the kid's confidence and, you know, all these things. And I won't throw anyone under the bus after 2 weeks, but it looks really, really bad right now. And not that it looks good in Washington, not that it looks good in Chicago. They got their own set of problems, but the worst one right now is Denver, and it's not a very talented roster.
Well, how about your Giants,
that's a whole other...
scored 3 touchdowns, and their opponent did not score a touchdown, and they still lost?
Yeah.
First time in history, I believe.
How about that?
Yeah.
7 field goals.
Pretty impressive.
It's unbelievable. What the hell is Dable doing? He knew his kicker was hurt.
Well, and they went into the game with a kicker that was already banged up, and they didn't get another one.
Yes.
Like, and did you hear they only went into the game with 52?
Yeah.
They had an extra roster spot to add a kicker.
And there's kickers left. You see it every week where someone's like, oh, they found this dumbass on the street, and they went out and get him. Like,
right. They put a guy on the IR on like Thursday or Friday, and they had an extra spot, and they knew their kicker had an injury going in, and they just didn't add it.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's malpractice.
Once again, it really is malpractice. And this once again raises the question, why can punters not be better backup kickers?
Well, and that most of the time that is the case, that it's an emergency sort of situation, but I mean, I don't know. Or you have someone, you know, you have a wide receiver. There's usually someone that you can roll out there and kick an extra point on. But
I get that. But seriously, punters, all they do is punt.
Yeah.
And I get it's two different disciplines.
But yes.
But if you need an emergency kicker,
should be.
Do they even practice?
Yes.
Punters practice kicks?
Most of the time at practice, the punter and the kicker, when they're not doing anything, which is almost all the time, they're either working on their tan, doing sit-ups. Sometimes they'll bring a golf club out and chip, but yes, they usually will kick or punt and vice versa. So that's usually the emergency guy. The Giants, if we're talking about worst teams in the league right now, I mean, clearly it's Carolina and everyone else, like, get in line. I feel pretty confident to say that the Giants are right there. Oh, Denver too. The Giants are bad, and Dable's gone. He's going to get fired, and that's weird because his first year there in New York, you really thought that he had something cooking. Yeah, you know, he did a great job with Josh Allen, and he did a great job with Daniel Jones, and Hammond egged their way into like what 10 wins, and they got into the playoffs, and it's just it's
well,
bad.
On the bright side, he looks good. He's lost some weight.
Yeah.
He's
bottom line, they're ass.
Well, and Malik Nabers looks like a big time receiver.
Oh, that was a nice pick.
Yeah, they you know. Yeah, we had one dropsies there that hurt, but he does appear to be the real deal. But, you know, they're going to fire their coach, and Jones is gone, and then you're going to have to go back, and it's time to draft a quarterback and start again. And this is why finding quarterbacks in this league, very, very difficult to do. And finding a quarterback and paying him $40 million when he's Daniel Jones sets you back a few years.
All right, we move on to the club. We will talk about wireless carriers. And a new study says water does nothing for your hangover. It is 6 o'clock on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.